Good evening, everybody. This is just a quick update from me. I'm a lot better than I was last time I checked in here with you. I'm still on the antibiotics. I'm now on two lots, though, as of last... Well, Sunday night, Christmas Day. We ended up out at the emergency doctor's at 3 a.m. In fact, I think we just about got back by then, but... Yeah, needless to say, I will not be repeating that experience unless I absolutely have to. I was halfway in through, you know, done through seeing the nurse and whatever, and we got ejected because there was an emergency. So, that was of the crazy, definitely. I've been trying to keep myself entertained while I cough my guts up and peg it to and fro from the, water closet, i.e. Facilities, because the antibiotics are messing with my system like merry bloody hell. So I've been doing all that. I've been reading anything I can get my hands on at the moment. People talk about having comfort food that they like. Well, I have comfort books as well as comfort food. And if I'm ill or stressed, I always go back to Star Trek. And that is probably very strange, but... Yep. If I haven't got the audio for something, then I'll sit there, put the computer on, and let my screen reader read it to me. Which a lot of blind people will probably think that is very... You know... Well, a lot of people generally would think, what on earth are you doing? But actually... A well set up screen reader is better than some narrators, even though they are human voices and stuff. But yeah, so I've been reading like a sponge and just doing stuff like that. I have let myself go and, you know, have a couple of all nighters lately because, to be honest, I get to feeling good and I don't want to go to bed. And. Yes, it bites me in the ass big time the next day. But, well, blow me, it's my life. I need to get it under control, though. My apologies. that completely surprised me. I won't ramble on too much longer, but... Yeah. No, it really does help that the work's been done to the house, it's all finished. I've got my power chair and we cooked our own Christmas dinner. Yeah, okay, it went in the microwave or the oven and it was all stuff out of the freezer or the vegetable section, but I don't care, it was Christmas dinner. I didn't have very much of an appetite on the day, so I had my leftovers the next day, and I did justice to them, and I was really quite pleased, because the infection was messing with my appetite, and I never really got over it until a couple of days after Christmas. Oh, gosh. If anyone gets ill with anything like what I had, there was a bit of pleurisy involved, inflammation of the lungs, and obviously a chest infection. In one of them, all down my left side, apparently. For God's sakes, take care of yourself. Dose yourself up. Lie around in the warm. Do nothing until it goes. And drink lots and lots and lots of lemon tea. Nina has got it, but she hasn't got the infection part. She's just got the packaging. What I think of as the packaging anyway. There's the cold symptoms and the... She's got a bit of coughing that's chesty, but... Hers isn't infected apparently, and I hope it stays that way. But... That's it for this update. I'll probably be back in a minute, because I've got some... Well, the Queen has her Christmas message, and I've got my New Year message. I wrote some...